Well, thank you so much for being here today as we celebrate the second anniversary of the dedication of our church here at Holy Trinity. And I want to again congratulate all of you and thank you for the role that each of you played in bringing about our church of Holy Trinity. As you know, our parish was started about 8.5 years ago, but the church itself is just 2 years old. So it is a wonderful feast day today for us here at Holy Trinity. This particular anniversary of the dedication ranks as a solemnity, even above all the other feast days that we could celebrate today. For example, the beautiful feast day of the Presentation of Mary in the Temple, which is on February 2nd. So today, instead of that beautiful feast day, we celebrate the solemnity of the dedication of a church. In the eyes of the church, this ranks higher than other days for our parish. That's why we light the 12 dedication candles throughout the church. Those candles, as you know, are very popular among the brides when they get married here. That's their first and only question. Can we light those candles throughout the church? We have to tell them no, only one day a year, the day of our dedication anniversary. That's how special this day is for us. What I wanted to do just for a few moments is to read through the prayer that is from today's liturgy, the preface, because it tells so much about what a church is supposed to be. And it says, Father, all-powerful and ever-living God, we do well always and everywhere to give you thanks. We thank you now for this house of prayer, in which you bless your family as we come to you on pilgrimage. So the first theme that we see in the readings today is the theme of thanksgiving, thanking Almighty God for this house of prayer. We're so grateful to Almighty God for giving us the ability as a parish family to build a church. And first and foremost, the church is a house of prayer. So you can come here during the day, at night, to spend time in prayer, in communion with Almighty God. So first and foremost, the church is a house of prayer, in which you bless your family. So the parish is where we come to be blessed by God, to receive His graces, to grow closer to Him, to grow in holiness, to grow in love of God and love of neighbor, as we are on our pilgrimage to heaven. Even this home here of Holy Trinity will not be permanent for any of us. It is temporary. It's our temporary place of pilgrimage on our ultimate pilgrimage to heaven, to eternal life with God. The prayer goes on to say, here you reveal your presence by sacramental signs. It's at a church where we come to know the presence of God in our life through what He tells us and speaks to us in those moments of silent prayer, in Eucharistic adoration with the Lord. And He reveals His presence to us through sacramental signs. For example, baptism. When we have the babies baptized or the adults baptized at the Easter Vigil at our baptismal font, we see an incredible grace taking place. The grace of the washing away of sin, original sin, and in the case of an adult, all sins. And the filling of that person with sanctifying grace, the very life of God, the very love of God. We see the confessional, where people go in, sometimes dead in sin for 10, 20, 30, 40 years, but through the grace of God, they are renewed, where they come out like Lazarus, risen from the dead, dead in sin, but now on the way out that door, they come out filled with God's grace and holiness to begin anew as a new creation of God, like getting rebaptized every time you go to confession. And then the altar upon which we receive the sacred body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That is the manger through which He feeds His people again today. So we're come to church to be nourished by Jesus, the bread of life, to receive His body and blood, to nourish us on our pilgrim way towards heaven. And then in this church, we're also strengthened by confirmation to live our Catholic faith, to spread our faith, to evangelize, to be truly apostles for Christ. And it's at in this church that we are married and receive that holy sacrament of matrimony, where the two shall become one, and where love becomes fruitful. And then we also have our funerals here, of course, as we have prepared souls to go to heaven through being anointed and being given the last rites. This is their final resting place here in front of this altar as we pray for the happy repose of their souls and we offer the holy sacrifice of the Mass for our beloved dead. So the Church embraces us from our first moments of life, from our baptism as infants, as we're nourished by the Holy Eucharist during our life, as we're healed through confession and through the anointing of the sick, as we're strengthened in confirmation, as we're anointed and receive the last rites to prepare our souls for heaven. So a parish really is Holy Mother Church, the embracing of Holy Mother Church. From the moment, they say, from the cradle to the grave, that the Church helps us to become holy. And so the prayer goes on to say that here we experience the presence of God through sacramental signs. Lord, You make us one with You through the unseen bond of grace. And that's what this parish is all about, to help us to become one with God, to become close to Almighty God through grace. Here You build Your temple of living stones and bring the Church to its full stature as the body of Christ throughout the world. So yes, we have physical stones that make up this church, but the most important thing are the people of the church, the living stones, all of you that live your life of holiness and evangelization to spread the faith to others, to evangelize, to spread the body of Christ throughout the world, to reach its perfection at last in the heavenly city of Jerusalem, which is the vision of peace. Every parish is supposed to reflect the heavenly Jerusalem that we look forward to getting to eventually, which is the kingdom of heaven. So in these past 2 years since the church has been open, we thank God for the many baptisms, communions, confessions, confirmations, conversions that the Lord has brought about through the parish, which is a presence of Christ in the world. But we look forward to the future, and we set our parish goals and have our vision for the future to continue to deepen our faith, the faith of our children through religious education, the faith of our parents through continued adult education and Bible studies and classes and adult formation. We have the goal, of course, of continuing to evangelize, to reach out to all the fallen away Catholics that live within our territory. Hundreds, if not thousands, of people who have drifted away from the faith for one reason or another. It's your job to bring them back to Almighty God. We want to continue to reach out to those that are of no church, the unchurched, to those who are looking and searching for the fullness of truth that is found in the Catholic faith. So we need to continue to evangelize and to spread our faith to others, to continue to reach out to bring fallen away Catholics back and to bring our brothers and sisters of other faiths into the fullness of Christianity found in the Catholic faith. So we have this vision to continue to educate, to evangelize, and to continue to sanctify, to help our people to grow in holiness through Eucharistic adoration, through prayer, through spiritual formation of the sacraments. And lastly, to be a beacon of compassion and of mercy and love to the suffering and the poor in our area and other parts of the world. Think of the generosity that all of you have had for the suffering people of Haiti from our parish, whether it be the donations that you gave or the clothing, the food, the medical supplies, what you're doing in, to help the people in the Dominican Republic, in Bonica, through our efforts there, or in Africa, on the Ivory Coast. So our parish has been so blessed by God that you've been not only able to help the people in our area through the Samaritans and the House of Mercy, the suffering in our area, but even in many other places throughout the world. So our prayer will be that may we continue to be a place of mercy and compassion to those suffering in need. And may we continue to grow in our parish friendships. One of the great joys of a parish is to get to know one another, to develop wonderful Christian friendships with each other, to build up that parish family. So that would be my vision for the future. And I know that all of you share the same vision to continue to educate ourselves in our knowledge and love of God and of our faith, to continue to evangelize, to reach out to fallen away Catholics and to other souls that are searching and hungering for the one true faith, to continue to grow in holiness through our prayer life and the sacraments, and then to reach out continually to those in need, to those who are suffering financially, emotionally, physically, spiritually, that our parish will always be that beacon of hope and compassion and mercy to those in need in our area and actually throughout the world. God bless you.